This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Central Wisconsin. We are at 6 degrees above zero. Yep, above zero, but the wind chill is still 7 below zero. I am Chad Holmes. It is Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, you can join us by going to the 98.9 WXCO page on YouTube, youtube.com. Go to our 98.9 WXCO page and be able to see a live stream of our program as well. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot. Tell us about the weather forecast. We got some light snow falling here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. As I said, a little bit warmer, but still looking a little winter-like with the snow flurries flying around downtown Wausau. How much snow can we expect? Probably not much the way it's been going, but we'll find out from Brittany, and also talk a little bit about some of the strange weather going on around the country as well. So that's Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21. Also coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the state of the state and also talk about local participation in government, because off the air yesterday, I had a little discussion after we got completed with our interview with the president of the Wausau School Board, and I was talking a little bit about there is an election coming up for the school board, but we're not going to really hear a whole lot because we're not going to hear much campaigning because there's only three candidates for three seats. And even I know that math is pretty much that if you're running, you're going to get elected. How come there's not more people that are interested in running for school board or for local governance or any other position within local government? And perhaps when we talk so much about what's going on in the national government with the change of president and the concerns that many people have, that sometimes, well, you got to try to change what you can at the local level. So I want to discuss that just a little bit. State of the state as well with the governor, given his vision for where we are as a state. I'm kind of curious to hear the description, because we heard a description with the president of the United States on Inauguration Day on Monday that basically said he's taken over. What would be a good, you remember the beginning of the Terminator? Back that movie was back in the 1980s. Still, I still think it was a fantastic movie. But after the war, and you see all the Terminators out there, basically a hellscape. Well, that's the kind of description that Donald Trump gives for the United States of America. That doesn't seem to be quite right to these eyes. I'm just kind of curious to see what the governor says tonight in terms of his description of where we are in the state of Wisconsin. I think there's definitely areas that we can improve on, and there's areas that as well that are good. And I think sometimes, well, the negative is not easier to push forth. And I think that's what we've seen with people like Donald Trump over the years. So again, can the governor paint a picture that is accurate, also a bit uplifting? I think that after the downtrodden address that we heard on Monday, that it would be nice to hear a little bit more of the positives that we have within our state of Wisconsin with the governor tonight during the State of the State. So we'll discuss that coming up. We'll talk a bit about sports. It's been a little bit of a quiet start to the week sports-wise, especially locally, because our broadcast that we have for high school sports, and of course it's a busy time of year for our high school sports broadcast, they were postponed due to the weather on both Monday and Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow night, we have a massive high school hockey game. Number one-ranked Stevens Point taking on number six-ranked Wausau West. Warriors looking to move into a first-place tie in the Wisconsin Valley Conference and hand Stevens Point their first loss of the season. I'll be at KB Willett tomorrow evening, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening faceoff at 7. An extended pregame, going to really set things up for that very big game tomorrow night. Also wanted to let you know that tonight we have the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'll be joined tonight by Wausau West hockey coach B.J. Brandt. Normally I'm joined by former Newman Catholic boys basketball coach Jeff Gress, but he's got some work over at Newman Catholic tonight as part of his teaching duties, so he's unable to join us, so I asked to bring on B.J. Brandt. He said absolutely, which is great because, as I said, tomorrow night is that big game against Stevens Point. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Plus, we'll have our student athlete guest from D.C. Everest, their outstanding goaltender, Griffin Bunnell. And D.C. Everest is right there in the mix in the Wisconsin Valley Conference as well, right behind Stevens Point and Wausau West. So Griffin Bunnell, the outstanding junior goaltender for the Evergreens, will be our student athlete guest at 6:25. And I have out there an invitation for our coach guest, and I think he's coming on, but I haven't got that final confirmation. So I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to jinx it yet, but if I get that confirmation, I'll let you know about that before the end of the show as well. So that's tonight on the Big High School Sports Show. And also today on this program, we're going to talk about some extracurricular activities in high school, but not on the sports side. Coming up at 9:34 this morning, we are going to have five directors, student directors from Wausau West High School, as the Wausau West Theater Department presents A Night of One Acts on Friday at 7 p.m., on Saturday at 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 2 p.m. At the Wausau West High School Auditorium. It is really outstanding. It's an opportunity for these students to get a taste of directing. And also, at least one of the shows has been written by a student as well. So we're going to talk about that, about these one acts. What are the one acts? What is it like directing? We're going to talk to the five Wausau West High School theater students who are the directors of these one acts. Again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $10 general admission, free if you're a student or a staff member at Wausau West. So something to think about if you're looking for some wonderful activities to do this coming weekend. So we'll learn more about this Wausau West Theater one act presentation coming up at 9:34 this morning on the program as well. So looking forward to that. We're going to have the studio filled up with these youngsters. And again, I've said this before, one of the best parts of this job, the work that I do, is the opportunity to, especially on our Wednesday night shows and on this program, when I get a chance to talk to the students who are doing so much good work, and to find out a little bit more, to be able to sit down for more than just 1 or 2 minutes, to have actually some longer conversations. And really looking forward to this morning with the five student directors, and then tonight as well with our student athlete guest Griffin Bunnell from DC Everest Hockey as well on the program. So again, really I think good stuff and a lot of fun, and hopefully you'll learn a little bit more about the young people in our area during the course of this program and the sports show and everything else that we do here on WXCO. Well, I gotta mention here again this morning. You don't hear the voice of Ian Welsh. I am actually sitting in Ian's normal seat. I'm in the producer's room because it's just me here this morning, as Ian is gone again today. He is down in Orlando, Florida. And we had heard after Christmas that his parents had given him the surprise gift of a trip down to Orlando and Disney World. And he was so very excited about it. And I know that we've heard on the newscast about the incredible cold that has gripped much of the southern part of the country. And even down in Florida, in Orlando. And I brought up the National Weather Service page for Orlando, Florida. And right now in Orlando, overcast skies, 42 degrees. And in fact, there is a cold weather advisory in effect for Orlando. It would not be a cold weather advisory if it was 42 degrees in Wisconsin, obviously. But right now, 42 degrees in Orlando. I know that Ian always has the half glass full attitude when it comes to what's going on. And I know that he's probably had a wonderful time. He's been there. He left on Sunday. And as we heard last week, this was his first commercial airline flight. He and his members of his family drove down to Milwaukee and flew out on Sunday. First time he's ever been on a commercial airliner. And then he's been in Orlando since then, and I'm sure he's been taking great advantage over at Disney World. But at the same time, I mean, you would hope that the weather had been a little bit warmer. It's still way below normal. But I would say the good news is that 42 and the high temperature today is expected to be 50 degrees. The good news is at least it's not snowing. Have you heard again about the snow down in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, down in other areas of Texas and the far south and Georgia and even parts of Florida as well? Amazing, amazing stuff. We'll find out more about that incredible weather down in the south coming up in just a couple of minutes when we're talking to Brittany Merlot about the weather. But again, as we continue this week without Ian, he'll be back with us on Friday morning. Just hopefully still having a great time. But man, it's like when you take a vacation, the cost factor, obviously, it's not easy to put together this kind of trip. And just wish the weather would have been a little bit better. But again, I know that Ian is taking advantage of the opportunity and still probably having a great time. We'll hear about it when he returns on Friday morning with us here on the program. We're going to take a quick time out and then come back and hear from our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. That's coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. Again, a bit warmer start, but some snow is flying here in central Wisconsin. 6 degrees above the zero is the temperature, wind chill factor of 7 below. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Sometimes
you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also a reminder, I forgot to mention this earlier, that you can join us by giving us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. As there I do. I even put it on the stream now. I forgot to do that earlier because that's what Ian normally does. He puts all this other stuff on the screen, and I just I barely able to get us back on. Yesterday, I couldn't figure it out. Today, I got it back on. But 715-382-9297. You can call us or text us. Be part of the show. If there's something on your mind, whether we're talking about it or not talking about it, we'd love to hear your voice. And again, you can also use your Civic Media app just to open it up and hit the right button, call or text us, and be part of the show. Well, I'm taking a peek outside, and the snow is still flying around here in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies, some snow flying around. Temperature back above zero, at least 6 degrees above zero, but a wind chill factor of 7 below. And to talk a bit about the weather, and boy, I mean, not just here in central Wisconsin, it's become a national story, but again, it's never boring with the weather, and it's never boring for Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Oh gosh, got some light fluffy flurries flying around out there this morning, plows at work. Kind of slippery though. It's that dry snow, you know what I mean? When it packs, it's slick. So
I guess the good news is it is warmer. And I have to admit, I was listening to you before I got in the car this morning, and you were talking to Pat Kreitlow, and you were talking about, yay, it's you know, it's warmer. I'm thinking I'm not ready to celebrate quite yet. But then I got outside, and even though the wind chill is below zero, even though the on-air temperature is still just, 6 degrees, whatever it is, it does feel warmer than it did the last couple of days. That shows, again, how easy our bodies can be adjusting to, you know, I think if it would have been 6 degrees, last week, we have been freezing. And this morning, it almost felt like a tinge of warmth on the skin as I walked from the parking garage here to the studio.
Oh,
Brittany, you're breaking up on us.
I'm going in and out here, so hopefully you guys are touchy at the moment. But if
you, there you are. Oh, Brittany, you froze on us. Aye, 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 aye. If you want to maybe give us... Oh, there you are. Are you back here? It looks like you're kind of freezing. If you want to give us a call, Brittany, we got a couple of minutes. Feel free. I think right now technology. So we're going to get back if you're watching our show. Oh, there we go. Let's get Brittany on here. Brittany.
Hey.
Yeah, technology, right?
I know. Seriously. I don't know, a stiff breeze came through and knocked my internet out or what happened.
I don't know, but whatever it may be, at least we have the backup here. But again, I know a little bit of snow, but this is not going to stick around, is it? I mean, in terms of, just the snow flurries, this is kind of a little tinge of winterness as you look outside.
Pretty much. You know, we're not looking at much at all, from pretty much a trace to a half an inch could be the total by the end of the day today. We could see some more spotty snow showers pushing through later again this evening after they stop this afternoon. But either way, cloudy skies is a good thing because the clouds brought warmth. So we're going to actually hit highs today into the upper teens, and we're going to stay above zero even overnight tonight. Now tomorrow, the clouds leave us. So we do drop a little bit cooler and kind of chilly, highs around 10 to about 13 degrees or so, and then the wind's still gusty. It'll be a bright and beautiful sunny day tomorrow, but the wind chills will probably make it feel about 15 below, especially early in the morning. So Friday, the sunshine stays out, highs in the upper teens, especially early in the morning. So Friday, the sunshine stays out, highs in the upper teens. And after that, Sunday, beautiful sunshine, highs in the teens, but staying rather dry, no big snowfall. I mean, today's the only day with a few flurries flying around. And then, of course, if you look down south, they're getting smacked with major snowstorms and ice and everything until Florida, breaking state records. It's wild and backwards.
It is crazy. I mean, to see snow flying around Bourbon Street, to see snow in, you know, all sorts of areas of the far south. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah, and then here we are with, probably like an inch on the ground at the moment, and we haven't seen anything all winter. We haven't had a major snowstorm. Now, there is a chance for one on the 28th, potentially. This thing has been on the radar for quite a while, but it's been moving up and down, north and south, and everywhere. So we'll see exactly what that does, but I do think we'll at least get a little bit of snow. I'm not sure it'll actually be our normal winter storm, though.
And I just feel for Ian down there, which should be warmer.
I know. What the brought that cold front with him.
Oh, just, you know, it's like you plan a vacation and you go down there and you want it to be the perfect weather and it's just not. And I know he's still probably having a wonderful time, but you just wish it would be about 20 degrees warmer so he can just enjoy it all the way it's supposed to be done in Orlando.
I agree. I mean, they're 20 to 30 degrees cooler than they should be, so a significant drop for them. I know that they're really feeling the chill, but Ian, he might be sweating still a little.
I know it. But I know that you're going down there. It is going to warm up for you then, right?
Yes, it is. I'll get there. It'll be in the 50s, but by the time I leave, it'll be into the mid-70s, normal Florida weather.
There you go. Well, at least it's a little bit warmer here. That's we'll take that. But man, I mean, just crazy weather. Just, you know, again, as I said earlier, it's never boring. And again, I think you picked the right profession to keep the excitement coming, because you never know what's going to hit weather-wise.
I agree with you. It's a wild ride, that's for sure. Mother Nature always keeps me on my toes.
There you go. All right, so you're going to be back with us tomorrow before you leave, right?
Nope.
You're gone.
I'll be back Tuesday.
Okay, then. Well, I'm glad I asked. So enjoy your trip down to Florida. We'll get a report from Ian when he gets back. We'll get a report from you when you get back. And just have a wonderful time. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks. You too. Stay warm, everybody.
That's our Brittany Merlot again. She's heading off to enjoy some time down in Florida for the next few days. Again, 6 degrees above zero with a wind chill of 7 below right now in downtown Wausau. Information update coming up next here on WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
At Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this evening, it is the State of the State Address. And it can be heard on many Civic Media stations. I'm almost guilty to say this. The State of the State will not be heard tonight on this station. 98.9 WXCO because of our big high school sports show. Every Wednesday from 6 till 8, we have the big high school sports show. I apologize that tonight it does conflict with the state of the state, but, and I will forgive you if you decide that, hey, you'd like to tune in, and I think it's important to tune in to Governor Tony Evers and the State of the State address. I will be, when I get home after the big high school sports show, watching it and listening to it to be able to talk intelligently about it tomorrow morning. But you can hear it on Civic Media. Tonight, starting at 6:50 p.m., you can tune in to Civic Media stations, news talk stations around the state. And you can go to the website, civicmedia.us, and then go to, say, our Madison station, which is our, basically our flagship, along with also WAUK down in Waukesha. But if you go to the Civic Media app, and I'm opening up right now, basically you open up the app, it'll have WAUK, the first station down. You'll be able to hear our coverage of the state of the state by clicking on WAUK or WMDX out of Madison, WFHR out of Wisconsin Rapids, basically the top three stations on your app, or by going to the website and then clicking on any of the stations. Those stations, go to their site and then hit the Listen Live link that, like you do for WXCO. So Governor Evers will give that annual State of the State address this evening. The speech itself starts at 7 p.m. You can tune in to Civic Media special coverage of the speech, the Republican legislative response, and analysis you won't find anywhere else. Join Civic Media's Todd Alba, Political Director Dan Schaefer, members of the Civic Media News Team, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow for special live coverage of the 2025 State of the State address. You'll be able to find out what Wisconsinites can expect from our state government this year from Governor Evers and the Republican legislative leader. So again, tune in on the app, tune in on Civic Media News Talk Network stations on their websites, and we will also be joining coverage at 8 o'clock after the big high school sports show tonight as well. So I'm a little guilty, but at the same time, this is important programming that we have every Wednesday where we focus on area student athletes and student and teams from our area. So again, once in a while these conflicts occur, but our local programming is vitally important as well. So again, you have the option of being able to tune into the State of the State on the Civic Media app and at civicmedia.us as well. And speaking of the State of the State, actually, I want to speak a little bit. I want to get your thoughts as well, if you have thoughts on this topic, because it's more of a localized topic. And as we get into the new presidential administration, it'll be very easy to focus almost exclusively on the outrage of the day or the outrage of the week when it comes to the Trump administration. We're going to try not to do that. We're going to try not to do that here. We're going to try not to do that throughout the network. We're going to try to focus a lot on what's going on in Wisconsin, what's going on in Marathon County, what's going on in the Wausau area, different municipalities around Wausau, and not focus on what Donald Trump says now or what Donald Trump says next or what Donald Trump is doing right now. Yes, there's going to be plenty of discussion because what is done at the national level does affect what happens at the state and local level as well. But at the same time, we need to focus as well about what's happening in our backyard, in our neighborhood, on our main streets. And yesterday, and I hope you tuned in the second hour, we had for the second hour a discussion with the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. And he came in and was talking about the discussions that started last summer with the consolidation of elementary schools in Wausau and the ultimate decision by the board to shutter four of the different elementary schools. We talked about the upcoming referendum that folks in the Wausau School District will vote on April the 1st. And we talked about what was going on with the board and the Wausau School District. And when the show ended, we had him on for the 9 o'clock hour. So we had him on right to the end of the program. And as I was saying goodbye and we were just talking for a few moments after the show, he brought up the fact that he's up for re-election in 2025. And he said, well, the thing about it is there are three seats up for re-election and there are three candidates going to be on the ballot for the Wausau School Board. So it means he, frankly, does not really have to campaign. He really doesn't have to go out there and do the normal campaigning, the knocking on the doors, and all the other heavy lifting that you would normally have to do when you have a contested election. And it really surprised me, because when you look at what's been going on within the Wausau School District over the last couple of years, lots of big issues, and you would say lots of controversy. We had, of course, the discussions concerning the high schools and the junior high schools, the temporary decision to merge Wausau West and Wausau East back into one Wausau High School, then the backlash, and then the decision to overturn that and to remain with Wausau West and Wausau East. And then, of course, we've had the discussions. We've had a new superintendent. We've had the discussions with the elementary schools, and now the upcoming referendum. And the idea that not more than three folks in Wausau, in the Wausau School District, would want to serve as a member of the school board. Those of you listening right now are obviously interested in current events, in news matters, in political matters. When you decide to listen to a station such as this, heck, if you listen to the folks down the street, it's the same mindset, maybe from a different point of view, obviously a very different point of view, but people that are interested in news and politics and the issues around those. So you out there right now are the people that are interested in that. For those of you out there that may have considered maybe running for local office, whether it is school board or whether it is city council or whether it is, well, maybe even state assembly or state senators, anything like that, county board, whatever it may be, have you thought about it? Have you, those folks out there who are engaged on this level, what made you, maybe if you have run in the past, decide to do it? What made you maybe decide that, hey, yes, I am somebody that's very interested in it, but I haven't done it? I'd be interested in knowing what your thought process is. Why would you get involved? Why would you not get involved in a campaign? Let us know if you would like to text us or call us. 715-382-9297. Again, 715-382-9297 to let us know why you decided ultimately maybe that while you are somebody that is engaged in our democracy, that maybe you haven't taken that next step. And I would understand why. I mean, over my lifetime, I've always been interested in politics and the news. And I actually majored in political science back when I went to school at UW-Eau Claire. But the idea of going door to door, of knocking on doors and visiting with people that you don't know is difficult. It would be difficult for me to do. And it's interesting, during the last campaign cycle, the 2024 campaign cycle, when we'd have candidates come on this program and talk about their campaigns, and so often they would say the best part of the campaign was talking to folks at their doors, knocking on those doors, maybe finding somebody they didn't know, starting those conversations. And I envy those kind of folks that have that ability to not let their stomach go into knots when it came to knocking on a door of somebody they may not know, or maybe knocking on a door where you see a sign of the other political party where you may find somebody that does not agree with you on many of the policies. So I would just be very curious if out there, if you have ever considered running for office, maybe why you've done it, maybe why you haven't done it. I'd really be curious. And if you would just maybe send a text or make a call at 715-382-9297. Because when we talk here at Civic Media, and when we say that we're not going to focus completely on, you know, what's going on in Washington with the Trump 2.0, that we want to focus on our local communities. We want to focus on our state. We want to focus on the issues that are closest to us in each of our communities where Civic Media has a radio station. And it doesn't work unless we're truly involved. And there's so many different ways to be involved. It's to be involved with a political party and to be knocking on doors for candidates, to work for a party, to spread awareness about issues. But it's also about actually running for office and serving in office and sometimes a race that is very hard to win. And we've talked to folks. We always have Bob Look on every other Wednesday on the show. And we first had Bob on the show when he was running for the state Senate during the 2022 campaign cycle. We first started the show in the fall of 2022. And he was running for the state Senate against Corey Tomchak. And he knew going into that race that it was going to be an uphill struggle because the district was, you know, when you look at the maps, you can see demographically that it was a plus 20, 25 point Republican district. But at the same time, he was asked to do it, and he felt like it was the right thing to do because it was important to have a Democrat on the ballot, to have these issues put out there, to talk about these issues, and to be able to be a voice and to truly have an election where you do have a choice. So I know sometimes that can be, that is probably one of the most difficult races to run, where you could literally run a perfect race and still not win because demographically people just tend to vote for the party that they identify with. And when you're a party that's identified, you know, plus 25, where the electorate identifies with you, and more times than not, you're going to win. So again, if you would have any thoughts for those folks who have considered it, send a text or give us a call. The time is 8:49. Still a little bit of light snow flying around here in downtown Wausau. A bit warmer. 6 degrees above zero, that wind chill factor, still 7 below. Glad you could be with us here on this Hump Day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Just heard a advertisement. Yes, if you're somebody out there who is a sales professional or somebody that would like to be a sales professional, we are looking for folks to join our team. Looking for a full-time salesperson to work with us, both here in our Wausau office and also our Wisconsin Rapids office. And again, if you're somebody that is looking for a great place to work, a great company to work for, and I'm not just saying this, I really believe it at the bottom of my heart that Civic Media is a place that truly cares about their employees. They are the folks starting at the top with our owner and CEO, Sage Weil, and then going right down through everybody that is involved in upper management, and then right down through everybody that works, right down to our part-time employees, are treated with the utmost respect, and and it's really a wonderful place and a wonderful company to work for. So if you would just like to get some more information to be able to find out more about the position, more about what we have to offer, and there's a lot that is offered with this organization, send Chuck Gennaro an email. Again, that's chuck.gennaro, G-E-N-N-A-R-O, at civicmedia.us. Again, that's chuck.gennaro at civicmedia.us. And if you reach out to me as well, I'll make sure that we get you that information that you need. But the best way is to go through Chuck, and very good guy himself. I've worked with Chuck for many a year, and he's a brilliant, brilliant man. So send Chuck an email, chuck.gennaro at civicmedia.us, and hopefully we can have that discussion, and hopefully you can join us as part of the Civic Media team. Sports-wise, last night, the Marquette Golden Eagles got back on the winning track. Marquette, after suffering an upset loss against Xavier over the weekend, they defeated Seton Hall last night, 76-59. Cam Jones had 19 points for the 10th-ranked Golden Eagles. They are now 16-3 overall, 7-1 in the Big East Conference. Marquette moved into a first-place conference tie with number 20, St. John's. Also, Jones moved in the fifth place on Marquette's career scoring list with 1,754 points. So Marquette hosts Villanova coming up on Friday night. The Wisconsin Badgers saw their win streak come to an end. The Badgers' win streak ended at 7. They lost in L.A. last night to UCLA by a score of 85-83. Badgers are now 15-4 overall. 5-3 in the Big Ten. They return home. Will host the Nebraska Cornhuskers on Sunday afternoon at the Kohl Center. Major League Baseball, CC Sabathia. And I don't know if there's ever been a guy that's going into the Hall of Fame in baseball. He's not going to wear a Brewer hat. He spent less than half a season, I think, in Milwaukee. But it was as influential a half a season as perhaps any midseason trade, and you call them a rental, has probably ever had. Well, CC Sabathia was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. And Sabathia will probably be wearing a Yankee hat. He could wear a Cleveland hat, but he started his career with Cleveland, had some wonderful years there, but then after being in Milwaukee, he went to the Yankees, and he spent 10 years there, a long time, had lots of success in New York, so in all likelihood, he'll probably pick New York over the Cleveland Guardians. But that one half season that he had in Milwaukee will not be forgotten by folks, and he's still, I think, a beloved figure. How rare is it for somebody that leaves as a free agent after half a year not to be despised, but he has been beloved because of what he did. Sabathia went 11-2 with Milwaukee in 2008, helped the Brewers end a 26-year drought when it came to the postseason. The Brewers had not been to the playoffs since the 1982 World Series until 2008, when CC Sabathia basically took that team on its back in September. It was a crazy September. They fired their manager, Ned Yost, in the midst of a playoff run. And yet they were still able to overcome that and be able to make it into the playoffs that year. So congratulations to CC Sabathia, Hall of Famer, announced yesterday. Coming up in the second hour, don't forget, we'll be joined by a number of, in fact, five students from Wausau West who will be directors this weekend, as the Wausau West Theater will present a night of one acts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll talk to five of those students who will be directing coming up at 9:34 here this morning on the program. Top of the hour information update is coming up next, and then another hour to go. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.